Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Yud in Maseches Ksubis, and as we mentioned yesterday, today really needs a number of daf Yomi Shirim, and even that would not suffice to even scratch the surface of any of the sugyas that will come up today, but as Hashem, we will do our best as we try to do. Okay, says the Mishnah on daf Kuf Yud on Amud Aleph, on top. So Reuven comes to court with a shtar chov that says Shimon owes him money. Shimon owes me money. And then Shimon comes to court with a shtar that says that Reuven has since sold him a field. Meaning a later dated shtar that, again, Shimon borrowed money from Reuven. And then since then, Reuven has sold Shimon a field. So Admon Omer, you know what Admon says? Yachol hu sheyomar. Shimon could say, Ilu hayisi chayev lecha, hayel chali parach lecha, kishemachart elias asadet. If I really owed you that money, meaning if that star was not paid up yet, or was true, if that star was true, then why would you have sold me the field after the time that I already owed you the money? You would have just taken my money. What are you selling me a field for? Haraya, that's a raya, so that I really don't owe you the money. Rashi explains, and he's tining second line, either to star mezuyev, if it's a forged star, or it's porua, it's paid up. So Admon says that he could say that because the fact that he sold him a field after the loan is a reyasa, is a red flag, and therefore he has a tina that he could say, I don't owe you the money. It was not true. The Rush, just by the way, as a Derech Agav, the Rush argues with Rashi on one small detail. He says he can't tie it that it's mezuyif. It's forged. It's just, we're talking about a real star here. You can't just say it's mezuyif. I agree with Rashi. It's parua. That's what you could say. It's paid up. The Pnei Yeshua explains Rashi that Rashi says that because Admon doesn't make any chilukim. Admon says he can claim the star is not true. So without being mechalik, so the Pnei Yeshua says it sounds like from Admon that and that's why Rashi says it that. You wouldn't make any chilukim. How would you be able to tie a mezuyif then? Aren't these shtaros mekuyim? Aren't these, as you mentioned, that the earlier back on the in the Masechta, there's something called kiyim shtaros that you always verify the signatures of a star. So how could the love say that it's forged? So the Pnei Yeshua beautifully is mechalik between the three types of kiyim shtaros, as we mentioned, I think, a few days ago. There are three ways, we mentioned from the Rambam, that you can be mekayim a shtar. Either the Eidim themselves can come in and say, those are our signatures, or you can have other people come in and say, those are so-and-so signatures, or you can have a different document and you can compare the signatures. Hey, that's a mekuyim shtar, so too is this one. Says the Pnei Yeshua, number one that was just mentioned is better than the other two. If the witnesses themselves came and said, those are our signatures, there's nothing to talk about. He can't tie to Mizuya if they said, these are our signatures. But says the Pnei Yeshua, by the other two cases, where you're mekayim the shtar based on another shtar, or you have other people saying, so maybe there, if there's a reyasa, so then you could still taina that it was mizuyef. That's how he explains Rashi. If they themselves were mekayim, Rashi would admit. Right, he has a reyasa. Why would he sold him the field afterwards? So therefore, he could taina it's a shtar mezuyif. So we've never seen this before. A difference within the different types of being mekayim the shtar. So that's the Pnei Yeshua's Peshat of Rashi on our Mishnah, why he argues with the Rush. So Admon says, again, back to the case, Reuven lent Shimon money. After that, Reuven sold Shimon a field. Shimon says, it must be that I don't owe you the money, or else you would have just taken my money and not sold me the field. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chacham say back, no. Zehaye Pikeach, Shemacha lo es hakarka, Mepeshu yachal lo mashkeno. No. You know what the point was, why he sold him the field? Because Reuven knew that Shimon was going to hide all of his metaltalin, and he wasn't going to be able to take any mashkones, any collaterals, when the time was ready. So he didn't have any other land, let's say. He didn't have any other land, he only had metaltalin. So Reuven says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get him good. I'm going to sell him something, so I'm going to get his money. So, and then I'm going to be mashkane the field that he now owns, getting me my loan. So he says, no, he was a pikeach. He did a bedafka. So that after the chov, he realizes, yes, this is a mashkon la'achar halva, ha'achar zman halva. There's a big discussion in the Gemara whether a mashkon after zman halva, there are differences on halacha, but we're not going to get into those details right now.
I don't mean mashkon, you mean
He has a way to get the money, right? Not literally a mashko, but when the time comes, he'll be able to take that land until you pay me the money, right? Not a regular mashko that b'shas alva. It's a mashko and shlo b'shas alva. Okay, the Ritva, which has one line here. The Ritva says here that pirish l'mistivish metaltzlin asuyin lahavriach or shema yamus loyivol ligvos ben metaltzlin. As I mentioned, that by metaltzlin there are many reasons that he might not be able to collect. So therefore, he wanted to do this so he'll be able to collect. Says the Gemara, my time is the Rabbanon, Shaber Kamer Admon. What's the Svara of the Rabbanon? Doesn't Admon have a good Svara? Admon says, why would he have sold it to him afterwards? The Shibu Kubetza says, what do you mean? The Mishnah gave Svaras for both of them. What do you mean, my Taima? The Mishnah just said a Taima. What do you mean, my Taima? So no, the Mishnah's Havamina, the Gemara has a Havamina, the same in the Mishnah now, that the Chachamim said their Shita, even if you give the money first and then you give the land in a sale. We're going to see that that's rejected in a second. But that's the Havamina. That's why the Gemara says, my time at the Rabbanan, doesn't Adamon have a good claim at least when you pay the money first in a sale of land? So the Gemara says, you're right. Whenever, if in a regular case of a Mechira, first the buyer gives the money and then gets the land, so then the Chachamim would admit, then Anuman is a good taina, meaning he has the money now. So don't give him the piece of land. He has the money, so keep it. So then Anuman is a good taina. Why do you give me the land? It must be that I don't really owe you the money. But ki pligi be asur the katzvi shtar v'hadar yasvi zuzei. No, the machlokas is only the opposite case. When they sell land, they first give the shtar mechir, the deed, and then they pay the money. So that's the case of machlokas. Admon savar, Admon still says iboyle lemimser moda. Abod says, you know, he still should have let people know beforehand that he was only doing this sale in order to be mamashke in the land. He was only doing this because he didn't want funny business with the metaltzlin of the guy. So therefore, that's what he should have still said privately to someone that's why he was doing it. He wasn't full-hearted. For Abana and Savri, as we said yesterday, no. Chaver islay, v'chaver dechaver, chaver islay. No, people talk. People talk, and therefore he still, the Chum say, he didn't want to start anything, because then maybe he would never have gotten this sale. He would not have been able to do it. Period. 2 points. Number one, what l'kulei alma, when does everybody agree? If you first give the money in the Shtar Mechira, and then give the land, then everybody agrees, he should have just kept the money, and not given the land. 1 second, says the Ritva, Mida Oraisa, we paskin Mos Konos. Mida Oraisa, we paskin, the second that you give money for something, it's niknet to you. You don't have to give the land. So what do you mean? He could keep it out the chove. What does that mean? He could keep it. You can't keep it. The deal's finished. The deal's finished. Says the Ritva. So what do you mean that everybody would agree that he could keep it because of the chove? Says the Ritva. I'm sorry. The Ritva. This is the Ritva in the Shita B'Kubetzes. This is not the Ritva in our Ritva. It's one Ritva that's not in our Ritva. How can he take it for the loan? So says the Ritva, you have to be mokim, our case, in a makom shekosvin shtar. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin, in a place where you're always right a shtar when you buy land, the kesef is not kana until you write the shtar. You have to have it ukipta like that, or else the Gemara would not be able to work. Okay. Just last line, one other hara on the last line. So the Gemara brings in that the Rabbanan hold chaver chaver islay. Tosfos, the Rishonim here ask, chaver chaver islay. So Admon doesn't hold to that principle? Only the Rabbanan hold to that principle? He should have been Moser Moda. Yesterday, Admon held to the principle, chaver chaver islay. Today he doesn't? What's the difference between yesterday and today? So Tosfos says, maybe there's a difference between writing, selling a piece of land to somebody. You're doing such a big action, you definitely have to tell somebody beforehand. Don't be worried about chaver chaver islay. Yesterday, you sign on a shtar that somebody's selling to somebody else. That's not such a big deal. That's Tosfos. Tosfos says there's a difference between what you're doing. But the Shita B'Kubetzes says a little sharper. The Shita B'Kubetzes says that over there we're talking about, what are you saying? What are you going to whisper to the people? He stole the field. He stole the field? That's not going to stay a secret. That's going to be in the newspapers. Everybody's going to want to tell. He's accusing, you know what he's accusing you of doing? Still. What's going on over here? You borrowed money from him. Nothing wrong. People gonna, that's not juicy. That's not something to tell over. You stole the field, says the Shita. That you have to be worried. Chaver chaver islay, says the Admon. Mashake it here. Stam, what's so exciting? What's so exciting that he owes him $100? Not that's not a big deal. Says the Shilu Kabetzes, human psyche of the type of to say Lashon Hara, when there's a juicy piece of gossip, then you got to be worried. You got to be worried. Is that natural? Okay, so and so is doing this. Okay, says Shilu Kabetzes and Tosis. Next Mishnah. Shnayim shahotziu shtar chov ze al ze. Two people come to court. They each have a shtar on each other. Let's say same worth, right? They each owe each other $100. So Admon Omer, Admon says, Ilo yisichayev l'cha keitzad atalav mimeni. Admon says, again, the shtaros are not dated the same day. One was earlier than the other. So Reuven lent Shimon money, and then later Shimon lent Reuven money. So Shimon could say, Reuven, I owed you money, so how could you borrow money from me? Just take my money for the loan. The fact that you borrowed money from me means it must be that I didn't owe you money anymore. And said, just like Adamon said in the previous Mishnah, Adamon says here, the first shtar is batal. The Chachamim Omrim, no. Zekov shtar chovo, zekov shtar chovo. The Chachamim say, no. Pay each other. Give each other $100. Pay each other. Why don't you just stay put? We'll see what the Gemara is going to say. But the that's what the Chachamim say, no. We don't say that we don't say that the first star is batal. As we'll see in the Gemara, you know, there are needs. People sometimes need money on the spot. And even if they're going to get paid back the next day, they still need money. Itmar, says the Braisa, Shraim shows here shtar chov zeh al zeh, or says the Machlokas Samara. Two people that take out a shtar on each other, zeh al zeh. And they each, as we mentioned, the Rishonim explicate this, they're each moda that these are shtaros are true, right? They're moda on this. So Rav Nachman Amar zeh gov zeh gov. Rav Nachman says they each collect with their shtar chov. Rav Sheshes Amar Hafuche Matar Talamali. Rav Sheshes says, switching your leather bags, why? Rashi explains, if you have a leather bag in your right hand, is there any point to putting it into your left, and one in your left hand? Why should you switch? Right? They both weigh the same amount. So what are you doing here? They each owe each other $100, so keep it! What, are you going to switch the money from one to the other? So Hafuche Matar Talamali, what are you doing? El Azel Me Bishalov, Zel Me Bishalov. They cancel each other out, and they could keep their own. They could keep their own money. So when is this machlokas between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman? This is going to take us till the next Mishnah. When is this machlokas? To kuli alma idis ve'idis beninis u'beninis ziburis ve'ziburis. Those are the three types of lands. Idis is the best type of land, beninis is the medium, and ziburis is the worst. So everybody agrees that if we're talking about getting paid back here from exact same levels of land, then of course Rav Sheshes is right. Vadi atfuche batartahu. Of course, everybody agrees there that just keep it. What, you're going to give me for baininess for my baininess? Same thing. So everybody agrees in that case. If it's the same exact land. When's the machlokas, though? When's the machlokas? Ki pligi de islay lachad baininess ulachad ziburis. One of them has only baininess land, and one of them only has ziburis land. So what's the machlokas about? Rav Nachman Sava, Rav Nachman, who says you do collect from each other, holds ze gova ve ze gova. Why? Kasavar bishalo hein shaman. How do you determine ziburis idis and beidinis? Is that an objective definition of society? You look at your land. This is beidinis land. Or do you say no? What are all of his lands? Is this his best land? His worst land? It's personal. You decide by the owner, by the lova. So says Rav Nachman, you decide by the lova, b'shalohein shaman. You decide by the person himself. So therefore, in this case, it's not going to be exactly equal after the collections take place. That's why you do the collections. Meaning what? What's going to happen? Asi bal ziburis v'gavi leila beninis. So the bal ziburis, right? Again, one person has beninis, one person has ziburis. So the bal ziburis comes and takes land from the one who has beninis, because that's all the beninis guy has. So he takes the beninis, and then what? The havigabe idis. But that beninis is better than any of his other lands. So therefore, that beninis, that turns into his own idis. And a bal chov can't collect from idis. So when the other guy comes back to him, he can't collect from the beninis that he just had given him. So he has to take ziburis. So Rav Nachman says, you don't just stay put, because it's not going to be exactly equal after the collections take place. Rav Sheshes Amar no, Afuchi Batar Talamali. Rav Sheshes says no, you keep the lands. Why? Kesavar Kasiyolds, what's the root of the machlokes? Bishal Kol Adam Ein Shamin. No, Idis Ziburis Beininis is an objective determination. You go by everybody. And therefore, so, what's going to happen? The Beininis owner is going to give the Baal Ziburis his Beininis, and he's going to take it back. He's going to give Beininis and take Beininis. Kiyasi Hahu Beininis to Nafshi Kashakil. Therefore, there's no point in switching the lands. So the machlokas, shot number one, what's the machlokas? Rechad Rav Sheshes, it's the machlokas about b'shelo hein shamin or b'shel olam hein shamin. That's the root machlokas. Ulu Rav Nachman, the Gemara now says, but what do you mean? According to Rav Nachman, who says, right, they each collect, my chazis to asi bazi buris bereisha. Who says, he always says that they each should collect, but that only works if the Baal Ziburis comes to collect first. He comes to collect, take the other guy's Beinonis, and then he's going to only give Ziburis. Lacey Baal Beinonis Bereisha. But what happens if the other way comes? What happens if the Baal Beinonis comes first? So what's going to happen? Veligva Ziburis. He's going to take Ziburis because that's the only thing that the other guy has, and then he's going to give back the Ziburis. Because now that Ziburis, his previous Beinonis turns into Idis. Because he only has the other guy Ziburis now. So says the Gemara, Rav Nachman, it only works out not being equal if you start with the Baal Ziburis man. If you start with the Baal Beinonis, it's going to be equal. And again, we're going to say, Hafuchi Batarto. So the Gemara says, you're right, it only works in one direction. Right, Rav Nachman, when he says they each collect, is only talking about in one direction. When the Baal Ziburis comes in his Toveya first. So the Gemara says, Sof Kiyasa the Mikvi B'Hadi Dadikasu. Who cares who was Tovea first? Aren't they coming to court together? So again, if they're coming to court together, maybe you could say the Beinonis one's going to collect first, and they're going to be exactly equal in their collections. So again, Rav Nachman, we have a kasha on you. Why do you say to collect with each other? So that's rejected. That case, that's shot number one in the Machlokas. That is rejected, so let's try again. Shot number two. Elo lo tzricha. This is the case. To is that's under discussion. To islay lechad idis ubeinonis, vi islay lechad ziburis. One person has Idis and Beinonis, and the other one has Ziburis. In this way, if you work it out, any direction would not be equal, according to Rav Nachman. Mar Savar Bishalohein Shamin. So again, Rav Nachman holds, it's personal. So therefore what? Let's say the Baal Ziburis goes first. So he collects Beinonis of the other person, and the other guy collects his Ziburis. And even if the other guy went first, still it would not work out equally. If the one who has Idis and Beinonis goes first, so he goes and collects Ziburis from the other guy, and the other guy comes back and collects Beinonis, because the other guy now has all three levels. So says Rav Nachman, in this case, it would always work out unequal, and therefore you always say Zegove v'Zegove. Umar Savar, and Rav Sheshi says, no, B'shal Kalad Demein Shaman, again, it's objective determination, and therefore it will always work out equal. The Beinonis is what will be transferred, and therefore, you just tell them to keep it. So that's the machlokas from Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Period.
But Rav Nachman, it's purely subjective. If you have one field, isn't it automatically Idis?
According to Rav Nachman, if it's purely subjective, isn't it automatically Idis? The Gemara seems to say not. Whereas assuming that if you only have one field and it's subjective, so then you have to pay. All your fields are Meshubin. What makes this determine Idis? It has to be relative within your pot. You have to pay back. How could you have one field that's meaning just meaning? I'm saying it calls it Ziburis just for us to understand. But if you say Bishalo, if that's his only field, he's going to pay back from that. It just called it Ziburis to describe it to us in relation to the other fields. Tanan said our Mishnah. Now we're going to ask for our Mishnah on Rav Sheshes. Remember what our Mishnah said? They each come to court. They each collect their loans. So what do you mean? Isn't that against Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes says just keep it if it's equal. Tirgam Rav Nachman Alibud Rav Sheshes Musarvart. Rav Nachman argues with Rav Sheshes, and here Rav Nachman is coming in and defending his bar plukta. Rav Nachman answers for Rav Sheshes. Kigon, what's the case? Kigon, what? How would Rav Sheshes interpret our Mishnah? Rav Sheshes, who says that you just keep it, hafuchim atarta. How would he interpret our Mishnah, which says don't keep it? You should pay each other. It's not exactly equal in our Mishnah. He would say, Kigon Shalava Zela Asav Zela Chamesh. One of the loans is for 10 years and one is for 5 years. The Ritva says, these are just examples. Just means one's longer than the other. So the Gemara says, Hei Chidami, what exactly is the case then that there's a machlokes between Adzmon and the Chachamim? Ilema, Rishon L'Asev Hashenu L'Chamesh, is it that Reuven lent money for Shimon for 10 years, and then Shimon borrowed money, Shimon lent for 5 years? B'Hale Mi Admon, Ilo Yisi Chai V'Chal Kesed Ata Lava Mi Meni? Hale Mat Zimne? What do you mean? What was Admon's Svara in the Mishnah? Why did you lend me money? You should have just collected my money instead. No, but that doesn't make sense, says the Gemara, if the loan wasn't due yet. It was a 10-year loan. So I need money now, so I can't collect from you for 10 years. So how could Admon say that? So Ella, says the Gemara, must be the opposite order. Ella Rishon L'Chamesh V'Sheni L'Eser. Reuven lent money for 5 years, and then borrowed money for 10 years. So Gemara says again, Hei Chidami, what exactly is the case? Itamata Zimne, if the 5 years are up, so my time is Rabbanan. So again, why would the Rabbanan say that that you can say Admon Svara. Meaning, how can you say that he borrowed money? That's a reisa. He should have just taken the money for the loan. If the time is not up, the time is not up yet. So again, we're still stuck. How would Rav Sheshis interpret the Mishnah? A case of 5 years, 10 years, but what exactly is the case? So lo tzricha da asa ba'hu yoma de mishlam chamesh. What happened? Yeah, it was a 5 year loan and then a 10 year loan, and he came on that day. On the last day of the loan, meaning he's going to get his money back tomorrow. So the Gemara, that's the machlokas. Mar Savar Ovid Imish Yosef Liyome. Sometimes people are stuck for money, and they need some cash today, even though they know they're going to get cash tomorrow. But still, I'll borrow money today, because I need it. That's the Svara of the Rabbanan. Umay Savar Lo Ovid Imish Yosef Liyome. Come on, wait a day. You need the money today. So therefore, wait a day, that's the Svara of Admon, and if you did borrow money, it must be that the first star is not a valid star. So that is all one way for Rav Sheshes to read the Mishnah. Number two try. Again, how does Rav Sheshes, who holds, just keep it, apuche matarta, how does he read our Mishnah, which says each should collect? A second answer. Rami Bar Chama Amar, hacha b'yasme askinan. The Mishnah is speaking about Yisomim. One of the parties bringing the Balchov are Yisomim. The Yasmi Migva Gavi, agvuye lo magvina minayu. So Yisomim can collect, but they're not collected from. That's why you say Zegov and Zogov, because it's not exactly equal. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Well, Zegov and Zegov, Tani. It says each collect. So how can you say it's Yisomim where one side doesn't collect? So the Gemara says Zegov is a ra'ui ligvos, the Ema. One of the Zegovas means fit to be collected, but not actually collectible. Amar Rava, Rava says 1 minute. Shtei Shuvas Bedavar. I have two kashas on that. Chada, number one, the Zegov is Zegov, Tani. Number one, it says actually Zegov is Zegov. Right, you're reinterpreting, but it says Zagovet. The Ode, secondly, I have a way for him to collect, even if it's Yisomim. Why? What should he do? The other guy should first give the Yisomim a piece of land. Ligvinu Araliasmi, Vahleder, Ligvinu Minayu. He could collect, give a piece of land, and then collect a piece of land. Kidder of Nachman. Because we know Metaltan of Yisomim are not Meshubid, but Karka is. Diyam of Nachman, Arab Aravua. Yisomim Shagobu Karka, Bechovas Avien. Yisomim that collect Karka, because of the chov owed to their father, bal chov chov of a govos a man, then the bal chov of their father could come and collect that land. So, Rava says, two kashas on Rami Bar Chama's suggestion in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Kasha, you're right, those questions are not answerable. And therefore, temporarily, we would say that Rami Bar Chama's suggestion is rejected. But now the Gemara tries to resuscitate it. V'lukma de islu, maybe what Rami Bar Chama meant was as follows. V'lukma de islu liasmi ziburis. The Yisomim, this doesn't mean it's a case of Yisomim, but the Yisomim had ziburis land. V'islai ludidei idis ubeinis. And the other guy had idis ubeinis land. So even if the usli yasmi gav ubeinis, so even if the Yisomim, he gives the Yisomim a piece of land, ubeinis, but that turns into his, the idis. Umagvile ziburis. And then they're just going to give him back ziburis. And even if you say it's objective and he should be able to collect beninus, not here. Right, you can only collect from ziburis of Yisomim's land, not like normal beninus like from other people's lands. Question mark. So don't you? Maybe this is not question mark, but just suggestion. Maybe this is what Rabbi Bar Chama meant. Again, how does Rav Sheshes read our Mishnah? Maybe it's a case of Yisomim where they only have ziburis, the other guy has idus and beninus. So Yisomim collect beninus, and then they're only going to have to give ziburis. And that's why the Mishnah says Zegovah v'Zegovah. Is that a possibility? So the Gemara answers, when do we say that Yisomim only have to give ziburis if it wasn't grabbed and taken? Bezin will only give out ziburis. But we'll let the Baal Chov keep it. So again, you can't say Zegovah v'Zegovah because it could still work out to be an equal case. So we end up rejecting the suggestion of Rami Bar Chama. So the answer that stands in how Rav Sheshes reads the Mishnah is the case of 5 years, 10 years. Period. Okay. Now we get to the what's called the end of Maseches Ksuvos, meaning getting off a little bit, it's halachic, but it's a little lighter. Shalosh Arasas L'Nisu. Says the Mishnah, there are three, I told you more time on Amud Aleph, Amud Beis. This counts as Amud Beis. It's already counts as Amud Beis, second to last line. This is already Amud Beis. Mishnah. Shalosh Arasas L'Nisu in, there are three lands in terms of marriage. Yehuda, Eber HaYardin, VaHaGalil. Yehuda, the middle chunk of Eretz Yisrael, Eber HaYardin, the eastern side, VaHaGalil, and Galil, the north. What does it mean, three lands? means, as we will see, if you man or woman marry, they get married in one land, you can't force the one to move to the other land. Can't force, I mean, you got married here, the assumption is you're going to stay here. Right? You can't force to each other. Rashi earlier, I don't think we focused on this Rashi earlier, back on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, points out, interesting, there are three lands for marriage. It seems like there are three lands for Eretz Yisrael. Eber Yardin is part of Eretz Yisrael. Eber Yardin is kind of semi, it's like on the other side of the east side of the Jordan. So that's part of Eretz Yisrael. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi back on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis says, Shalosh Arachos Shel Eretz Yisrael. In some way, Rashi is calling Eber HaYarden Eretz Yisrael. But obviously it's on a different level, right? Right? They had to ask permission to stay there. The Mefarshim on the Mishnah are bothered. Why then is Eber HaYarden stuck right in between? Right? Say Yehuda Gal and Eber HaYarden. So the Mefarshim give various answers. The Tiferes Yisrael says, the Baal HaMishnah is standing in Yerushalayim. And if you look to his right, depends which way you're standing. If you look to your right, Eber HaYarden is to the right. Let's say you're standing at Yerushalayim, looking at a map. And whenever you turn, you always go to the right first. We're in Yuma. Called Pina Shatapone, Einapolo Derchimin. My boy Bisholom, you turn to the right, you go up to the Bima to the right. So you look to the right, is Eber HaYarden. You look to the left, that's Galil. So therefore he puts, that's what he did order. He's standing in Yehuda, and then to the right is Eber HaYarden, and then to the left is Galil. Other answers given. Rabbi Akiva Eiger gives another answer. Why puts Eber HaYarden in the middle? He thinks maybe it doesn't mean real Eber HaYarden. It means Eber HaYarden on the western side of the Yarden, very close. Okay, either way, they try to figure it out. A husband or a wife. A spouse is not allowed to force somebody to go from one city to another city against their will. Or to go from a krach, which is larger than an ear, according to Rashi, to another krach. You can't force. If you're in the same third of Eretz Yisrael, so then you can. But otherwise, you cannot. Let's stop there for a minute. The Tosefta, when the Tosefta quotes this line of the Mishnah, or the Tosefta, all the way at the end of Maseches Ksubis, Yud Beis, it quotes, but you are allowed to force from an ear Sheruba Akum to an ear Sheruba Yisrael, if it's in a different land. You're allowed to do that. If it's mostly non-Jewish city, you can force to a Jewish city. The Rambam quotes that. Again, we're going to talk about this also in the future, but the Rambam quotes that, he has a limit. Going from an ir Sheruba Akim to an ir Sheruba Yisrael, you can only force if it's within Eretz Yisrael or within Chutz La'aretz. But if you're going from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, even to an ir Sheruba Akim, you could force. Even to that place. Says the Rambam in Ishus, Yud Gimel, remember it's the Rambam talking. Keep that in mind for later. Yud Gimel Yutes, says the Gemara, says the Rambam, Avo mi Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, Kofen La'alos, Afilu Minafa Yafa, L'nafa Ra, V'afilu Mimakam Sheruba Yisrael, L'makam Sheruba Goyim, Malin. Rambam, Ishus, Yud Gimel, Yutes. Right? Limits that Tosefta. Viter. Says the Gemara, turning over, says the Mishnah, Avo lo mi'ir l'krach, v'lo mi'krach li'ir. But you can't force from an ear, from a smaller city to a larger city, or from a larger city to a smaller city. We'll get to the Gemara why. Motzim minavarol anaviyafe, you could force to go, either spouse could force to go, to a nicer, more beautiful climate, place to live, right, but not the opposite. Not going to go from a yafe one to a raw one. No. You can't even go from a nave raw to a nave yafe. Because if you change climates, even though you say it's objectively a better, nicer, more beautiful climate, it might affect the person. Who said that he likes this climate better? The arid climate, this climate, the high higher altitude, lower altitude. Everybody's affected differently. So therefore, you can't force in either direction. Gemara. Bishlam, Ami Krach La'ir. Fine, I understand why you cannot force from a bigger city to a smaller city. Tibikrash Chichi Komili. A big city has everything. I want a makolet downstairs. I live in Manhattan, right? So I don't want to move to the burbs, right? I'm not gonna be as convenient. So you can't force from the big city to the lower city, to the less busy. Bielosh Chichi Komili. By in a smaller city, not everything's going to be so convenient. El Me'ilah Krach My Time Up. Why wouldn't somebody want to move to a bigger city? Isn't that the greatest? Isn't that the greatest to move from the suburbs to the bigger city? So the Gemara says, no. Misailah Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. What are we doing here, right? What is Misailah Rabbi Rechanina? Why is the whole country is moving out to the suburbs? Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. Minayin sheyeshivas krachem kasha. How do you know it's difficult to live in a big city? Shneemar bayivarchu ha'am l'chol ha'nashem amiznadvim l'shevas b'Yerushalayim. They gave a special bracha in Nehemiah for the people who volunteered when they went back for Bayisheni to go live in Yerushalayim. They needed a bracha. because people didn't want to go there. They didn't want to go there because it was a little stuffy. So that's why they didn't go there. What's the problem with the big cities? So Rashi says, look at Rashi. So it's very telling today. Yeshivas Krachim Kasha, Shahakom is Yashrim Sham. There's tons of people there. V'dochkin u'mekarvin abatim zelazeh. V'ein sham avir. There's no air. So there's no yards. There's no nothing. It's stuff. Everybody's stuck together there. So that's why people want to live there. But Be'ir, in the smaller cities, yesh ginos, pardesim, orchards, beautiful, avir and yafa. That's Rashi. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah here in the Shidduch Kubetzes, says, why is the a larger city worse? Listen to what he says. Mitochshem is kapsin harbi b'nei adam l'sham. Every but two reasons. Number one, because so many people are there, nimkaran habagadim b'advaram b'yoker. Stuff like this. Things are more expensive there. Look at the big cities. Things are more expensive. More people there. More people to spend money. So therefore, there's a higher demand. Therefore, prices go up. Va'od. And he says also, shebekrachin yoshvin b'nei adam, tzrichin b'nei adam, lehisnahig b'ma'ilas ha'ashirim. If you're in the big city, you got to be in the height of fashion, right? You have to leave b'mailos ha'ashirin, bein b'hotzah, bein b'malbush. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, if you hang out in the big cities, you have to spend money. It's a harder lifestyle. You have to keep up with the Joneses, right? Rabbeinu Yonah, right here, right? Rabbeinu Yonah says that's why sometimes it's nicer to live in the more out of town places, right? You don't have to keep up with everybody. Okay, Rashi Rabbeinu Yonah, weiter. My bodik. What does it mean that you can't even move from a nicer place to a less nice place because it's you can't even move to a nicer place because it's bodik. Kiddush Shmuel, Damer Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Shmuel the doctor. Shinui veses tchilas choli me'ayim. If you change regular schedules and you change your natural place, it's going to cause you stomach trouble. You know, if you move, if you go somewhere, you know, yeah, sometimes you get sick, right? Because it's not healthy to move. Kasuv b'sefer ben Sira. It says in Sefer ben Sira. Ben Sira, one of the books left out of Tanakh, is quoted in a number of places in Shas. If you want to look, we're not going to focus on it now. We could have spent the whole shiur on this. Sharm Sani Balacha quotes about 15 Rishonim, all about pros and cons of ben Sira. It's a good thing to look at a little bit. It has some good Musar Varts. You know, let it be Kovea. There are Gemaras that say it. The Gemara is quoted in Sanhedrin and elsewhere, but there's another Gemara that says it's also to study it. So you have these contradictory issues about Ben Sira. So that's A, studying Ben Sira. The other issue of Ben Sira is what the post can talk about, that maybe Ben Sira was Nolad Barambati. And they say there's a legend, quoting the Maharil and elsewhere, that Ben Sira is the son, I think, of Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu, he had been in Barambati in a bathhouse, and a woman came afterward, and somehow she got pregnant from his zera. Big shiloh about whether it's really miyuchas after him. This is part of the issue of artificial insemination and other issues that are brought up. But they say Ben Sira was Ola Bambati. So that's also a big issue here related to Ben Sira, but that's not going to be our focus today. So again, that's Ben Sira, sometimes quoted. So what does it say in Ben Sira? It says, Kol Yamai Ani V'Ra'im. All my days are poor and bad. Sounds like Yaakov Avinu. Right, so that gave me last week's parasha. Well, havdil. Call him my aniv ra'im. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Ha'ikah Shabbos is v'yom tovim. What about Shabbos and Yontif? How can he say? Ben Sia, how can he say that? Shabbos and Yontif are wonderful? No. Kid Shmuel. As Shmuel says, Dorbe Shmuel shini veses tchilas choli mi'ayim. Even Shabbos and Yontif sometimes are difficult because it's a change. It's a change of the whole week. It's a change of the whole week. What does this remind you of? We mentioned something about 5 years ago, 4 years ago, in a Shabbos Shuvah drasha. The Shiboli Halaket. Shiboli Halaket says, against everybody, that the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, this is in Shin Zion, one of the Rishonim. The mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, everybody says it's to make you feel good, it's a chesed of Hashem. Shibali Alekha says it makes it take it worse for you, because of the contrast, makes it more painful. The more you eat the day before, the harder it is to fast the next day, says the Shibali Alekha. That's based on our, that's a quote our Gemara, but he says, it's even harder. That's exactly this point. Again, most the Rush and Rashi say no. It's a hachada. It makes you feel easier. Machlokas and Metzias. Either way, it's a the message is like Shmuel. Ben Sira Omer. Ben Sira says Af Lelos. No, not only the days are bad, the nights are bad too. Nights are also bad. Why? He continues. For a poor person, Bishval Gagim Gago, his roof is lower than all the other roofs of the city. Uv Maram Harim Karmo, and he has his vineyard on top of the mountain. Mamter Gagim Lagago, so all the roof's rain fall onto his roof, and his roof gets pounded by the rain and gets warped. Ubeafar Karmola Kramim, and his soil from his vineyard goes down the mountain, and he loses his soil. So therefore, in Ani's life, is a tough life. Period. Okay, here we are. Masnis. Hakol ma'al na'eretz Yisrael ve'en hakol motziyin. As we said, spousal coercion in terms of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's the topic of the Mishnah. So a husband or a wife can force each other to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and other people, as we'll see, including the Mishnah. V'en hakol motziyin, and not everybody can be forced out. Hakol ma'al Yerushalayim v'en hakol motziyin. And even from the rest of Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, Echad ha'anoshim, Echad ha'anoshim. This applies to man forcing the woman or woman forcing the man. Yerushalayim has more Kedushas Aretz. Yerushalayim Eretz Yisrael has more Kedushas Aretz Yerushalayim. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Drash Moshe in Parshas Voeschanon, says Rav Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu is beseeching Hashem to try to get into Eretz Yisrael, he says, "De etzem, forget the mitzvahs." The Gemara in Sota, he's davening, he wants to do the mitzvahs. De etzem lios b'makam hakadusha hu davar gadol. Why? Mikiva Hashem is barach hikdash makam zeh. If Hashem says this is holy, yesh lishtad liosham, you should try to be there. Upashut shagama mitzvah he bishul zeh l'adur b'makam kadusha. Av shelo yizdami l'kai mitzvahs atulis ba'aretz. Says there Moshe, it's obvious that even if you're not going to be able to do any of the mitzvahs atulis ba'aretz, still, it's obvious that there's is a greater point of being in the Makomos HaKadoshim. V'lachein, here's Rav Moshe. Gam yesh mitzvah b'Yerushalayim yoser mi b'shar Eretz Yisrael. Why? Af deleka mitzvah satulis b'Yerushalayim levad. He says, even though there are no specific mitzvahs b'Yerushalayim except like karbanis, but really, there aren't specific mitzvahs. Why? De etzem hadira eino mevi yeser mitzvahs. V'rak mitzvah l'kedusha hi ha-mitzvah. The nearest, he says, and you see from this, and then he expands and says, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bekadish Dvarim Gashmiim, and we have to take advantage of the Dvarim Gashmiim, the Dvarim of Kedusha also, and not just stay in the world of Ruchnias. That's Rav Moshe, and if you want to look, the Chassam Sofer says the same thing earlier, in a Tshuva, Yeradei, and Reish Lama Dalet. There's a greater mitzvah than to live in Yerushalayim. That's what he goes into. So why didn't the Beis Yosef move to Yerushalayim? He was second best. He was still in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah.
So Yerushalayim's an exception to the rule we said before about big city, small city?
Is Yerushalayim an exception? Oh, before we said within the same land, maybe if you're going from a different land to Yerushalayim, that would be an exception. Right. Different land to Yerushalayim would be an exception. Okay, period. Nasa Isha Be'eretz Yisrael, V'girsha Be'eretz Yisrael, Nosa Namaz Eretz Yisrael. What type of currency do you divorce your wife with? So if you got married in Eretz Yisrael and you're divorcing in Eretz Yisrael, so do you give most Eretz Yisrael, which are the lower type of dollar, of money. Not that you should Eretz Yisrael, but Kaputskia. But if you got divorced in Kaputskia, which has a stronger currency, no silam most Eretz Yisrael. Again, you give most Eretz Yisrael. Not that you should Kaputskia, but Eretz Yisrael, the opposite. No silam most Eretz Yisrael. You always give most Eretz Yisrael. We'll see, it's not because of covet Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, no. The last case, no silam most Kaputskia. You go by the shibud. You go by where they got married. So you give her most kaputkia. Nos ishe b'kaputkia, b'gish b'kaputkia, nos namos kaputkia. Everybody agrees if everything took place in kaputkia, so then you go by kaputkia. Okay. Hakol ma'al asuye ma'ai, says the Gemara, what is the first line of the Mishnah including? Everybody goes up to Eretz Yisrael, la'asuye avadim. Servants. A servant. If you're going up, you could force your Eved Ivri, says Rashi, to go with you. Some versions of the Mishnah have avadim explicated. So then what is the Mishnah including? Even going to a less enticing climate or nave or nof or view, still you could go up, you're forced to Eretz Yisrael. What about, you can't force out? What if you have an Eved that ran to Eretz Yisrael, so you do not return him to his master in Chutz La'aretz? Because we tell the guy, right? Sell him here and let him go, because he wants to live in Eretz Yisrael. What is that including? Again, even to another ra'a in Yerushalayim, we go up. You can't go out even to a nicer place, even though you don't really have to know that, because if you force into another ra'a, you're not going to force out to another yafeh. The other tana reisha in motzian tana sevanami in motzian. Just to be parallel, it says that line, even though we didn't really need it. Tana rabban. Hu omer la'alos v'hi omer shelo la'alos. Okay, the man wants to make aliyah, and the woman does not want to make aliyah. Kovras la'alos. We force her to make aliyah. V'im lav teitzi b'lo ksuba. And if not, the man has the right to divorce her without a ksuba. Hi omer la'alos v'hi omer shelo la'alos. If it's the opposite, she wants to go and he doesn't, Kovanas Olalos. Again, we force him to go off, Vim Lavios Vitiksuba. Then we force him to give to divorce and pay the ksuba, because she's leaving. The Radvaz has a tshuva where he says, you have to be very careful. He says, I once had a case, the Radvaz writes, there was a man that wanted to go make aliyah, and he forced his wife, and the wife didn't want to go, so he divorced without a ksuba, and he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and a month later he moved back. So he just used this as an excuse not to pay the ksuba. And the Radvaz says, I made him come to me and pay the ksuba again. And I even made him take back his wife. That's what Radvaz says. You have to be very careful, says Radvaz, that people aren't fooling around and they're doing it lishma. Radvaz and Chela Gimel, Simin, tough, Nun Gimel, says you have to be careful that people are doing this for the proper reasons. The context of that shuva is an interesting shuva. He says, Ruvain made a shvua to his wife when they got married that he will never take her away from her mother and her sister. Right? You're always going to live with your mother and sister. Don't worry. I'm never going to move away from you. And then he says, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. So is that Nishma Levatel Samitzvah? That was the context of the Radvaz. Tough Nun Gimel. Continuing, he omers latzeis, he omers shlo latzeis. She wants to leave, and he doesn't want to leave. Kovad as shlo latzeis. You force them not to leave. V'im lav, teitzei blo ksuba. And if not, then he's forced. She's forced to leave, and she doesn't get the ksuba. He can leave. Hu omer latzeis, he omers shlo latzeis. Kovad as shlo latzeis. V'im lav, yotzi v'iteng ksuba. Fine, and you can force them to stay. So here we go. Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvah or no mitzvah? So this is the first source that's quoted in any shir on the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, is the Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Dalid, wonders why the Rambam did not quote the mitzvah. After all, he assumes it's a pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, V'horashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem ba. The Ramban here, and in his Pirush al HaTorah, in a number of places, holds it clearly, it's a mitzvah to live in Israel, it's a mitzvah bizman hazeh to live in Israel, it's a mitzvah to get the other nations out of Israel. You're not allowed to hate Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to say things about it, like the Meraglim. The Rabban says clearly that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to live in Eretz Yisrael. And the question is the Rambam. The Rambam does not count it. So why doesn't the Rambam count it as a mitzvah? So probably the most famous approach is the Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther says, because he doesn't think it's a mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah when the Jews were going into Eretz Yisrael. But once they went into Galus, the mitzvah is batel ad bias goel tzedek. That's the Megillas Esther's pshat. And many follow the Megillas Esther's pshat. The difficulty is, there are four or five other Rambams that seem to assume that the Rambam counts it. Number one I mentioned before, the case of Ir Sharuba Akum. You're still allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed, of course, to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos. Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos, based on a Gemara and Gittin. You're allowed to violate Amir La'akum to write a deed for you if you're buying a land from an Arab on Shabbos. Why? Because, listen to the language of the Rambam. Shabbos, Vav Yud Aleph. Shemir L'goy B'Shabbos Asur Midivrayhem. U'mishom Yishev Eretz Yisrael L'gozer B'davar Zeh. That's Yishev Eretz Yisrael. There's something about it. Bizman HaZeh, the Rambam's talking about. Another Rambam. The Rambam quotes our Mishnah. Right about Avadim, about forcing Avadim. You're allowed to force an Avad to go to Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't count it as a mitzvah. So what are you forcing him for? Why are you allowed to force him for? The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, all the Agadites that we're going to have tomorrow, and on Shabbos, the Amaram used to kiss the streets, and they used to sweep the floors of Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam quotes all those Gemaras. Stam Agadites, what's he quoting them for? So it seems not 100% clear, many poskim don't hold of it, but there are many strong evidence that the Rambam does hold of the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, which means the next step is why doesn't he count it? What doesn't he count it? So that, there are also many suggestions why the Rambam does not count it as a mitzvah. A, it might be Darabanan. Right? All those rais aren't proving that it's Daraisa. A, the Pasa Shulchan, Rishon Mishklov says it's a mitzvah Darabanan. That's what the Rambam assumes. Others, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and you might say this is why Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron Soloveitchik had this view, and others, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah, not a chiyuv. Not every mitzvah kiyumis, if you do it, it's great. If you don't do it, you don't violate. Because after all, says our motion, unbelievable point. Nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch does it say it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Or it's also to leave Eretz Yisrael. That's a bomb kasha. Why is it anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch? But you have all of these other rayas. Says our motion, says it's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you do it, it's wonderful, it's great. It's great, wonderful. If you don't do it, and as was pointed out, you know, in our world, where we look for every chumra de chumra dakastika sifkatan of every achron, you know, for some reason, this mitzvah hasn't had mazel. Or is only a mitzvah kiyumis. Okay, wonderful. What are we looking at Hila Jews? Right? We look for every... Right, so again, we have to know, Ramosha was saying mitzvah kiyumis, but fine. That's Rav Moshe. Others say that no. Says the Avnezer and other Achronim, maybe he's included in another mitzvah. The Rambam only counts things if it's its own independence. So what's it included in? So there are a number of options. The Avnezer says that it's included in destroying the other Jews, in the other nations of the Eretz Yisrael. Hachrim Tachrimim. Why destroying the nations? Obviously, to live there. Hachrim Tachrimim, says the Avnezer. The Eretz Chemda, Rav Yisraeli, it's an unbelievable creative pshat, in the Sefer Eretz Chemda, he says, you know what it's included in? What mitzvah? It's included in benching. Because part of the chiyuv of benching is to give hoda'ah for what? No delacha. Al ha'aretz she'enchad lav oseinu. If it's not a mitzvah to live there, thanks Hashem for that land that's over there. What are you thanking it for if you don't have a chiyuv to go there? Benching, says the Eretz Chemda, assumes, right? Nimsa she'nischayavnu b'tor mitzvah min ha'torah la'hakir tov Hashem Yisbarach al nachlos ha'aretz. So why else wouldn't it be included? Second idea, why it's included. And finally, the third one, Rav Schechter quotes that he thinks it's included in the mitzvah of Hakamas Melech. It's a mitzvah to appoint a king. That doesn't mean a king. That means to establish a Jewish government, says Rav Schechter. Sounding like a Jewish government means going there, living there, and being Hakamas Melech is included in that mitzvah. So there are a number of, either way, it seems semi-clear from the Rambam that he does hold of some kind of concept, is Manazev, Yishev Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he has to give an answer why it doesn't count it. But not because he doesn't hold of it, many posts can suggest. Finally, the last section, so you have number one, is it a mitzvah? Number two, why does the Rambam count it? Part three is, Solomaisa, Bizman Hazeh. Why are so many of us, or throughout the generations, you know, why haven't we been there? So for that, we have the famous Reb Chaim Cohen right here in this Tosfos. Tosfos says, Hu Amar Lalos. Two points of Tosfos. Tosfos says, Einanoi Bizman Hazeh, Tika Sakanas Drachim. Number one, Sakanas Drachim. There are crusaders running around the streets. That's what he means by Sakanas Drachim. Not Bizman Hazeh, it's obviously, Rechon Elson is Sakanas still today. But you think about the different Sakanas. The times of the Crusaders, there was no army even trying to protect the Yehudim there. Number one, there's a Sakanas Rachim, and number two, Reb Chaim HaKohen says, there's a Sakanas Averis, because there are so many mitzvahs you have to do there. There's so much danger. You're going to eat Truma and Meiser, right? Bizman Hazeh, right? This year, I'm not going to go. What Shemitah, what am I going to do there? It's so difficult, so hard. So says the says Reb Chaim Cohen, that's why you wouldn't do it. Says the Maharit, quoting the Pesachei Teshuvah and Eben Ezer, I can't even believe it was ever said, such a suggestion. Because the mitzvah's hard, we're not going to do it. What kind of mentality is that? It's so hard, you're putter. Shabbos is very difficult when the Jews came to America 75 years ago. So you know what? We're going to be Mevatel Shabbos. What kind of suggestion is that? Says the Maharit. It's obviously a mistake. Talmud Torah Kosvo. Says the Maharit, can't be. Well, we don't have that approach in Yahadus. So that's not an answer. Any other defenses? So the Kuzari, it's amazing. If you look in the Kuzari, in Perek Bey, in Chelek Bey, Simen Chav Gimel, right, the Malach of the Kuzars asks, Rav Yehuda Levi writing it, he has an answer to every kasha, right? He says, all these kashas about Judaism. So he asks the Jew, the Chaver, so you daven every day, so why aren't you there? Aren't you hypocritical? So the Chaver answers, you got me. I have no answer. This is the only one. I can answer every other question in Yadus, but not this one. That's what he says. Rav Yehuda Levi. Rav Yehuda Levi, one of the great Rishonim. And again, this is a major, there are other suggestions given. There's a very important Trumas Hadeshin, which I just want to end with, and then we'll continue. The Trumas Hadeshin says in Simen Peches, the ultimate point is that according to many, says the Trumas Hadeshin, it's a mitzvah. But a person has to figure out where he can be the best Oved Hashem. Honestly and truthfully, if a person thinks that the Trumas Hadeshin, if he's going to go down a darga by going to Eretz Yisrael, he shouldn't go. He shouldn't go. You have to be honest with yourself. Dalacha, debavadei sheva gadol ma'ala yesh lo la'adam adar be'Eretz Yisrael. Ella kol ish yishayer ba'atzmo, based on all different issues. Ba'asagas gufo umamono, be'eza derech yucha lamod b'yiras Hashem, u'b'shimer mitzvosev, kizek kol ha'adam. It might be a mitzvah, but it's not the only mitzvah. And therefore, if somebody has to have to throw away other mitzvahs to go there, then very serious shikul is needed. But again, this is part of the major issue, and we'll go. Oh, one more. Can't mention the Hafla. The Hafla says on this right over here in this and this Hafla is quoted by the Beis Halevi and elsewhere. Reb Chaim Cohen says, "Oh, you're ba'ones. You can't do all the mitzvahs." Ones says the Hafla. Ones is only a good taina if without the ones you would have gone, but if you wouldn't have the ones, you would still stay home in Golus. So then you don't have a taina of an ones. Says the Beis Halevi. Vayed Elokim, but Esau were over the Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim. That's only because they were forced. The Mitzrayim did it for even Stam. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew Vayeda Elokim on that pasuk. The Beis Halevi says Hashem knew that if we weren't forced, we wouldn't be doing all the Avodah Zarah. And this is the Machlokas also quoted Machlokas of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Should a frum doctor lechadchila switch calls with a non-frum doctor? He's going to be Bechal Shabbos anyway. He's going to play golf anyway. Let him at least go to the hospital and do a mitzvah. Says of Shlomo Zalman, no, it's not a mitzvah for him because this is not called a saving a life of Shmir Shabbos. He would do it anyway. So it's not a mitzvah for him. So the Shomer Shabbos should do it. Right, Rav Shlomo, my father-in-law likes to quote from Dr. Abraham, who quotes to Shlomo Zalman. He should go in the ambulance with his shrimal on. Meaning that's the mitzvah. Meaning don't hide. This is a mitzvah. This is Shmir Shabbos. Right, so that's and Ramoshe and Tshuva says no. Maybe he thinks otherwise. Maybe there's a chiluk between this case and the other case. Okay, it's a lot more, but we'll have to move a little bit. Okay, two dots. Nasa Isha Bachuhu. Nasa Isha. Hagufa kasha. There's a problem here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, according to the Tanna Kamma, that if you get married in Eretz Yisrael and divorce in Kaputkia, you pay Malz Eretz Yisrael. And the opposite, you also pay Malz Eretz Yisrael. So, hagufa kasha. Ktani nasi isha Eretz Yisrael, v'gir shabba Kaputkia, nosi lomi Malz Eretz Yisrael. Alma basa shibut azlidan. That line says you go by the shibut. Ema seifa nasi isha Kaputkia, v'gir shabba Eretz Yisrael, nosi lomi Malz Eretz Yisrael. Alma basa guvayna azlidan. Do you go by... This is how the show and tell here, what we just discussed about being on call. So it says, do you go after the time of the Shibud, or do you go after the time of collection? So Amar Rava Mikule Ksuba Shanu Kan, Ksuba Durabanan. The Tanakama says, you always go by Moses Eretz Yisrael if it's Shayach, if it's not all in Kaputkia, because Ksuba Durabanan, you go by the lesser amount. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Dozi Lo Bebos Kaputkia, Ksuba Ksuba Daraisa. You always go by Moses Kaputkia, because he holds Ksuba Daraisa, meaning you go by after the Shibud. After the shibud is what you go by normal shtaris. Tana Rabbana. Hamosi shachal v'chaveiro. If you take out a star on your friend, kasev a bavel magveil mimos bavel. If it says it was in bavel, so you know what? Let's stop here. There's more to say from Tana Rabbana, so we'll stop here and we'll do our best tomorrow as far as we get. Maybe Menachem will catch up on Shabbos. Tomorrow is the Shalosh Shvuos. Tomorrow is Mahalik Dalat Avos Beretz Yisrael Mufta Shuben Olam Haba. I mean, we really need more than 50 minutes. We started at 6:07 today. So those of you who walked in late might not have understood why we were 3 minutes ahead of ourselves. Let's try 5:05 again tomorrow. Let's try again 5:05 tomorrow. And there's a lot here. What can we say? But we'll do our best.